In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. For today, the Gospel I will go through in English and Arabic in between. For the Gospel today, we're reading first the Psalm. And the first time that we have to contemplate on the Psalm, لازم نتأمل في المزامير اللي موجودة. The psalm today is Psalm 16. Only two verses we read. It's like this: I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. أبارك الرب الذي يفهمني وأيضا في الليل. أدبتني كليتاي تقدمت فرأيت الرب أمامي في كل حين لأنه عن يميني لكي لا أتزعزع. First of all, we can say that this psalm is the psalm number 16. It's one for a psalm when David, the prophet, he tried to call God and he tried to talk to God about everything about he said to him, I know that you are my right hand, you exist in my right hand, and I know that you are before me. And this is the trust, and this is our faith. Everything what we do in our life, it's very important to know that God is drive us and guide us. What's the meaning of and our how I can trust God? This is the problem, and this is I receive many questions, especially from the youth, that how I can trust God and how I can trust that he guide me. The problem that we talked to yesterday, I think we have with a youth meeting, and we talk about something very important, the experience. It means that I have to test this by myself. I have to go through the experience. In first, it means that I have to do some efforts. I have to do some efforts in my spiritual life to see God and to test how God is sweetie. And after this, we will see how God guide me. The problem that if I understand this in first, I will see God everywhere in my life. Then in first, I have to believe that really and trust God that He take my hand, and I like the photo, which is for example, someone is full, okay, and God tried to hand his hand from here. It means that He tried to keep me up all the time, and I will never fall again. And this is our belief, this is our faith, that God hold my hand all the day. Hold my hand all the day. He guide me in everywhere. Even in the time that any temptation, I have to believe that God guide me. That's why it's here in the this psalm, for example, Psalm 16. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. He started by, I will bless the Lord. In first level and first step, I have to bless the Lord. That's why it's very easy. I don't want to go to the quantity. Sometimes, like, I go through the prayer to God. It's like only it's mandatory, and I try to pray, or I pray without understand the meanings, and which is totally wrong. It's different between the quantity and the quality. It means that when I talk to God, I am talk to my friend and to my father. It means that I have to understand the meaning of the word, what I am talking to him, what I'm discussing to him. Then in first, I have to bless him. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. I know I have the trust, I have the faith that God give me counsel, God give me everything in my life, God give me all my life, all everything in my life. That's why I'm trusting Him. Then I bless Him. During one from a guy who came to me to confess, and we took like some experience together. We take a training with him. I told him, okay, when you open your eyes in the morning, bless the Lord and thanks Him. And when you go outside, if you see the tree, for example, tree, bless the Lord. It's a beautiful tree. And when we see, for example, a cat or a dog, bless the Lord. He created this cat and dog. And when you see the river, and when you see the sky, when you see the sun and the moon in the night and the stars, then I have to praise God and I have to bless Him. Bless Him, I not give Him a bless. No, I bless Him, that means I grace Him. Okay? I praise Him. It means that when I see everything in my life, I have to praise God. And in this case, or by this way, the name of God, the name of my Father, in my tongue, in my mind, all the time. This is first of all. If I'm trying to prove the faith to someone, I cannot prove without anyone couldn't test in first Jesus Christ. And if we go through, for example, all the saints who are far from God, really we will find that all the saints are recognize God in first and taste Him is very sweet, and after this they prove their faith. It means that I have to recognize God in first. I have to see God in my heart, in my life, and after this I'm trusting this one, and after this I will see how God is working with me. That's why he, first of all, he tells us about, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night, in the night seasons. It means that, this is what we explained before, that when my mind and my heart work together, it means that if I'm going to anywhere, and I'm coming, for example, to the church, and that's why the priest asks, where are your hearts? Then I have to ask a question, ask myself, where is my heart? Was my heart is with Jesus Christ, or my heart is in another, in some earthly things? Or my heart is full from anything? And this is very important to know. That's why here in during the Mass, the liturgy, the priest was afraid. That's why it's put here in our liturgy. When the priest said, where are your hearts? He's scared because you are now existing in the church and Jesus Christ will come on the altar. That's why he asked, where are your hearts? And we reply, he's up. Okay, very good. Now you are in the right track, the right way. You are now, you know now very well that your heart with God, go on, continue the liturgy. If not, it's like a ring. Take care. Where are your hearts? That's why here he said, like, my heart also instructs me in the night seasons. It means that David, the prophet, tried to explain that his heart all the time remember God. All the time. Even in night. Even in night. That's why I haven't first praised God. I have to praise God. I have to find everything beautiful around me. And I have to praise Him. And this is our faith. that he created me and he created everything in the world to be beautiful for me. And the second one, I have to ask myself, where is my heart? My heart is with God, or my heart is far from God? And I have to think about when every day when I attend the liturgy, the Mass, when the priest Abuna asks about where are your hearts, I have to reply. And I told this story before. One time, a priest went to a church, and he, during the liturgy, he asked, where are your heart during the liturgy? And no one replied. No one is replying. And after he tried, okay, and he said by himself, and he replied by himself. And after he finished, he asked the other priest of this church, because he's a visitor, and he asked this priest about, why you didn't reply on me? The priest told him that because all the congregation know that their heart is not with God. This is a small congregation, this is a very too small church, like around 20 or 25 families, but they know very well that they are not with God, their heart not with God. That's why here we have in first to understand where is my heart. In first, that's why David the prophet in the Psalm number 16, verse number 7, he said, I will bless the Lord. This is first of all, this is my faith. Then I will, the second one, my heart also instructs me in the night seasons, that my heart praise God all the time, during the day and also in the night. The third point, which is very important also, I have set the Lord always before me. Here, the trust of God, the trust and the belief in God. Then everything you do, put Jesus Christ before you. When you are going to the work, put Jesus Christ before you. When you will do anything, make the cross in first and ask God to be before me. Please, God, do this before me. Not only in a temptation, please, God, help me in this one and solve the problem, for example. No, I have to ask him to be before me in everything. That's why, David, it's clear here. I put the Lord, I have said the Lord always before me. Why? Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. And this is again our belief and our faith. Our faith is all the time I believe that God in my right hand. And why is my right hand? Because the right hand, it's symbolized to the power, the strength. That's why I'm strong with God. If I have a problem, I'm strong with God. If someone is against me, for example, but I'm strong with God. That's why all the martyrs, for example, they have the power. From where? My right hand. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. And they ask why all the martyrs are like an idol when they are going to death. Because Jesus Christ on their right hand, they will not shall be moved. That's why this is our faith. Then in first, I have to bless God, I have to praise God all the time, and I have to put the God, the Jesus Christ on my tongue. That's why we say like every time when we see anything beautiful in us around me, I have to remember God who created this, even the snow. I know very well that we hate the snow, but we have to see the snow. It's a white. Oh, wow. It's a white. We have to do in the confession, I do something very beautiful about the white. During the confession, I have two papers. One paper is a white, but it's like we have a big point all inside are black. And the other paper, it's totally white. Before someone come to me, okay, he come to me and to confess. And I give him in first the paper with the point, the black point. I told him, like, can you tell me what you are seeing here? He told me, like, it's all white, but they have a point here, some point, black points. I told him, okay, go on, confess. And we talk, and after we finish and we everything, and I give him a small another paper, which is a white one. I told him, what you are seeing here? He told me, nothing. What the meaning of nothing? I told me, like, nothing, it's a white paper. I told him, congratulations, you are now white, take this paper. And when you have any sin, put your point again. And come to me and I will give you another paper. That's why this is our faith, that first I have to praise God, and I know very well that I am a sinner and I sin. It's normal. But when I praise God, I remember God, this is will minimize when I go to sin. If I put, that's why he tell us like this, he have set the Lord always before me, if I set my Lord before me, it's like a reminder, okay, God before you, if you will do a sin, God will remind me, I am here. That's why this is what we have to do. We have to think about, if I put or I set my Lord Jesus Christ before me and I ask him to do everything before me, and I ask him to put his hand before my hand or my feet or whatever, I will remember that he is here and I will never sin. But I sin. By the end, he forgive. And by the end, he forgot. He forgot. I told the story about a woman went to a bishop, and every time she tried to tell him, like, I saw Saint Mary a lot. I saw Saint Mary a lot. And after a while, a bishop is like, she was bothering him, and he asked this woman, can you ask Saint Mary what is the last sin I did? She told him, okay, I will ask. And after 2 days, she came back. And the bishop told him, like, can you tell me what Saint Mary told you? Saint Mary, she replied, and she answered, Saint Mary, when I asked Saint Mary, she told me, I will go to Jesus Christ to ask him first. And she came back to me, and she told me, Jesus Christ tell you that I forget everything because I forgive. And truly, this is right. This is our faith. He forgive, and he forget. That's why during the confession, I put the paper, the white paper, and I give that all the people that come to me, for example, a white paper. Take it. Now you are white. You are pure, like a baby. Now you are pure. If you do sin, put again the points by yourself and come to me. I will give you another paper. This is what Jesus did. That's why this is what we have today in the Psalm number 16. Please read after, go back to home, read the Psalm number 16. All the Psalm, but focus on verse 7 and 8. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. And this is what we have to focus on. Glory be to God forever. Amen. والآن محبة الله الآب ونعمة ابن يسوع المسيح وشركة الموهبة تعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. امدوا بسلام وسلام الرب يكون معكم. من أراد أن يمضي فيمضي بسلام، ومن أراد أن يكمل معنا الصلاة نص الليل يكمل معنا.